Okay, today's off Kuf Mem Beis. We're actually on the top of Kuf Mem Beis, first word. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel, Lila Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda. We were in the middle of discussing how it's possible that our Mishnah said that if a father sees his pregnant wife and says, when you have a baby, I'm going to be giving money to that baby, how that works. So we said it can't be because you hold like Rabbi Meir that he's davar shelo bala olam. You can be matna something davar shelo bala olam. That can't be pshat because that's only true. Rabbi Meir only says that when there's a little bit of something in the world, right? The dekels of the buds or a woman standing here and she's just not a Jew yet. Then we say davar shelo bala olam. Kinyan works, but the baby's not even born. That we never say such a thing. That was one suggestion. Then we said maybe Rabbi Yossi has a suggestion that. Was it Biosi? Maybe it's maybe to Biochanan and Baroka. Maybe to Biosi. That Biosi said that an Uber will passel if a Basque, not a Basque Kohen, the wife of a Kohen is pregnant, and then the husband of the Kohen dies, that baby will passel the Avadim, or even the mother, from eating Truma. Why? Because a little bit of a Shemitz of a Yisrael, because as long as he's not born, he's considered a Yisrael, he's considered a Zor. Once he's born, then he's a Kohen. And then, what do you see? You see that the baby has a shaykhus to kinyonim. So that's only because it happens by itself, right? That's what happens by itself. That this happens by itself. You don't have to do anything. By virtue of the fact that this baby is alive and is in the womb and is growing and will be born, that's why the baby has the right to prevent everyone else from eating truma. But if a guy goes ahead and makes a kinyon, isn't that by itself? He has to make a verbal declaration. I want to give my unborn baby money. It doesn't work. So we're stuck. So the Gemara says, Velema lay the Amar Likisha Teled. Maybe he meant to say when she has the baby. Right? When she has a baby, then I will give the money. Not I'm giving it now. After the baby's born. Look at the top Rashbam. One second. Rav Huma L'Taimei. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Rav Huna L'Taimei, the Amar Rav Huna, Afakash Teled Lokana. Even if she says that, it also doesn't work. Even if he says that, it doesn't work also. Why not? Look at the top of Shvam. Rav Huna Masnisan da Amar. Maybe the Mishnah's like Rav Huna. Im Teled Ishti Zachar, Tenule Mana L'Kish Teled. If my wife has a boy, I'll give $100 to the boy. When the boy's born. So there's no problems of Lobo L'Ol, none of those problems. So the Gemara, sorry, the Rashbam continues. The lo zakele klom atchi yolid. He doesn't get anything till he's born. The angel mazaka leubor damrin leel de lo kana. This is not a case of being mazaka to an ubor, which we said before doesn't work. No, you're giving it to a live person. Umashani Rav Huna damer eni yodea mishnah, and Rav Huna said, but I don't know who learned this mishnah. Who, right? Velo ukma kishtei l'taimei. Damer Rav Huna, you can't say that he said when the baby's born. The Amar Rav Huna, af hamazaka leubor bekagavna. The Amar l'kishteilin klomar nechasi lahai dimi abra l'kishyolin lo kana. That also won't work. Oh, won't that work? Oh, won't that work? Kivon since the bishas hakna uberhu. At the time you make this declaration, he's still not born. Right? The ainu yachal zakos lo yikna l'kishyolin l'day amira the Amar l'kishteilin. You can't sit now in the third month of her pregnancy and say, when the baby is born, and if it's a boy, then I will give him money. You can't say that. You can say it. It doesn't work. You can't sit here now and say it for the future. You want to wait till he's born and make a statement? 100%. He's born already.
So something is considered like it's happening now?
Right. You're saying, I'm making the declaration now. When he's born, that doesn't get around the problem of Davish Lobel Olam. He said it now. The difference is, you said, but he's going to get it when he's born, as opposed to he's getting it now. So for sure he can't get it now. He's lo below him. But even when he's born, I'm going to give it to him. I'm saying it now. Where is this baby? He's in the womb. He's in the third month. That doesn't work. So therefore, that can't be a tirutz either. Now, we're going to have a three-way machlokes if that will work. According to some, that will work. According to Rav Huna, it doesn't work. This whole thing was Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is the one who said, it doesn't make any sense. This mission doesn't make any sense. So Rav Huna said, well, maybe it means when the baby will be born. Says the Gemara, that can't be pshat, because Rav Huna holds, that's also no good. How do you see that? The Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Hamazake l'uber lo kana. If you mazake for an uber, that doesn't work. Why? You can't never give anything to an uber. L'kishetelev kana. When the baby will be born, that will work according to Rav Nachman. Why? Look at the Rashbam. L'kishetelev. It's the very next Rashbam. Af agaf. Depligi Rav Nachman. Bahamocher peros. Dekel l'chavero. Even though, in the case of the dekel, and there's nothing growing yet, and I say to you, the Amar, af mi shebo l'olam yacholach zebo. Normally, Rav Nachman holds Dava Shalom Olam does not work. So I see a tree and there's nothing growing, and I say, okay, I'm selling you the fruits. Say, what fruits? Nothing here. No, but they're going to grow. That doesn't work. Over here, if I say I am giving money to my baby when he will be born, or when she will be born, that does work. What's the difference? Says Rashbam, Hacha Gabi Ubor Moda the Chashiv like Kiyashno Ba'olam. It's considered already a little bit in the world. The Gam Hanachasim Shinoism Laharehin Ba'olam. Also, the present in the world. $100 is in my pocket. It's burning a hole in my pocket. So what do I say? When the baby's born, it's his. Ela Shatarach Lisakin Lashana Valomar Nechasai Lahai Ubor Likisha Taylor. You just have to change the Lashon to say when he will be born. The Oz, Roy Lukdon Salgamri. That'll work. Kotar Nachman, that works. What do you mean? Doesn't make a difference. But doesn't make a difference. No. That's to me the whole daf about a baby. You'll see. It doesn't make a difference. Right. That's tomorrow's daf. Can you give something to an animal? That's tomorrow's daf, actually. I have daf. I'm giving it to the dog. Does that work? The answer is it does not work. Believe it or not, it does not work. We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf is all about an animal. Right? Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, "Af l'kishatelev lo kana." And this was Rav Huna Shita. No, even when you say such a statement, when the baby's born, but where are you now? Now you're in the middle of a pregnancy. And you say, when the baby's born, that doesn't work. Why? We just explained why. Rav Huna holds, what's the difference? Still lo bala olam. See, just because he's standing here, just because he's saying it when he's born, so what? He's not born right now. It's not really a difference. Rekut Rav Nachman, the Rashbam's fetched out a difference. No, it's different. Right? Rav Nachman said it works. Even though Rav Nachman holds Dava Shalom doesn't work. This is works. Why? It's a little bit of Ba'olam. What's the difference between a baby in the womb and a tree without fruit yet? What's the difference? So what? So it's the tree. So is the fruit. You come back 3 months later, it's growing fruit. Right now it's not. Where is it? It's inside. It's coming out soon. I don't know what the difference is. But alright. What? Practically there's no difference. But halakhically they made a difference. Okay, so it says Rav Huna, there is no difference. Right? That's Rav Huna makes sense. No difference. What? That's nothing to do with the staff. Rav Sheish is on my, it's a huge shiloh. If you can abort a baby.
No, I'm saying that's alive. It's considered alive now.
No question it's considered alive for certain purposes. So Rashbam would even say that. For certain purposes it's considered alive. There's a machlokas here. Can you give a baby, can you make a kinyan with an unborn baby, but the kinyan is only chal when the baby's born? That's the shaila here. So Rav Nachman said yes, he could do that. Rav Huna said he can't do that. And Rav Sheish is talking about echadev yechadzeh kana. No matter what, you can do it. It's all good to work. What do you mean echadev yechadzeh? Right? Even if you say, Rav Sheish is the most difficult. Rav Sheish is hold, not the most difficult, the most unique. Rav Sheish says, even if you say I'm giving it to him now, it works. Why? He must hold the Dava Makta Sholah V'la'olam. Even now, forget when he's born. That for sure will work, says Rav Sheish. Even if I give it to him now, it works. Okay? I'm Rav Sheish, Manah Minala. How do I know that I'm right? How do I know I'm right? The Tanya. We have a bright that says as follows. Ger Shemes. A Ger died. Now, a ger is a non-Jew who became a Jew. Even if he had relatives before he became a Jew, those the biological relatives, and that's never going to, you can't undo a biological relationship with your brother or your sister or your parents. However, halachically, he's considered as someone who doesn't have any, relationship halachically with his old non-Jewish relatives. No more halachic relationship with them. Why? He became a Jew. So, ger shemes, a ger died. Ubiz bizu Yisrael nechasav, and he doesn't have any relatives. He doesn't have any halachic relatives. So what happens when a ger dies? It's a mad rush to his property. So there's a mad rush to his property. Everybody's copping everything. Then Vishambu, then everyone heard, everyone goes home, what did you get? What did you get from the ger? Ah, I got his suit, I got the stereo, I got his dishes, right? There's a bed rush. Then, after everyone's home, Vishamu, sheesh lo bed. There's a wait a minute, he was married, he had a son. He was married to a Jewish girl after he became a ger, he had a son. Oh, or, sheesh ishtemu beres. Or, there's a wife, she's pregnant. You know what? Everything's got to go back. Why? It's got a relative. It's got a yorish. Right? Chayavin lachzer. You have to return everything. Hichziru. Everybody returns everything. Hakol. Hichzirakol. So everybody returns everything. Right? Then, v'yachakach shomu shebeis beno. Then they heard, no, the son died. Oh, or, she pila ishto. Or the wife miscarried. So there is no yorish anymore. What? Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. That's a good question, Taka. Wasn't the wife Yarshan? I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, I don't know how we're gonna get around that question. Didn't think of that. Anyway, she pilu ishto, the wife miscarried. Now what? That is a mad rush back to the house, right? Because now there's no Yarshan anymore. So Hirzik Bishnia Kana. Berishon lo Kana. What happens now? Now whoever gets it now owns it. I had those dishes beforehand. I want those dishes back. And you took those dishes. Who gets the dishes? The second guy. Why? The first guy not. Why? Says the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. The Rishon Lo Kana. Why doesn't the first guy get those dishes back? The answer is very simple. Because at the moment he took those dishes, they belong to someone else. Who they belong to? They belong to the son. Where's that son? He's in the womb. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see from this? That an unborn baby has rights, has kinyanim. That will stop the guy from getting those dishes.
We said that yesterday, didn't we?
What?
Didn't we say that yesterday?
Yeah. Similar thing. Similar idea. Yeah. The Gali Milsa, it's revealed now. Shahayilo Ben Awuber, that he had a son. A son is a son, for sure a son. Or even an unborn baby. Right? The Afal got the Sof. Mesa Uber. Even though the bottom line is the Uber died, the Uber was a miscarriage, wasn't born. Bebeten, in the womb, v'lo yatzel avro olam, never saw the light of day. Nevertheless, ki yorish gomer chashavle. He's considered a yorish. And not only that, umar l'cheskas machzike rishona. He ruins everything the first people took. There's no right. You never should have taken those dishes. Why? There was an Uber here. Alma, what do you see? Uber yorish, kira sheshes. An Uber to the hair, it's like a sheshes said. Right? Because
it's the same concept.
What?
It's the same concept.
Yeah.
Why do we have to wait till the end to prove it from there when actually it's saying the same thing? Once the wife is pregnant,
the Magid Mishnah asks you a question. Huh? The Magid Mishnah asks you a question. So he says what answer is as follows. Ready? Really, the baby died before you return the items. That's what he says. It's a complicated thing. You heard they had a son. You heard he had a son. Oh, how did I have a son? All right, let me go bring everything back. Why? Because I'm a Goslin. There's a son. Or you heard she's pregnant. Same halacha. You got to return everything. Son died already. The miscarriage happened already. But you didn't know that. So you returned it. Now you say, wait a minute. He died 3 weeks ago. I didn't know that. No one knew that. There was a rumor there's a baby. The rumor that she was pregnant. Can't keep it now. There's a baby. You got to give it back. They went back. But the baby had died already. There was a miscarriage already. So you didn't know that. Now who gets it? I was right all along. Right? I was mistaken about when the miscarriage happened. So what? But Lamaisa, I took it. I had a right to take it. The fact that it was a baby, you're right. But the baby died before I took it. The answer is, you still don't get it. Why? Because you didn't really take it with a gemira full das. Why? Because you thought that you weren't entitled to it. We're going to hear the same answer in a few minutes again. So technically you're right. That's exactly the Mishnah answers your question. This was the case. Really, you were entitled to it all along. Why? Because the miscarriage happened before you even returned it. But since you, in your head, felt you didn't have a right to it, that ruins your chazaka. It ruins your rights to it. Which is, Rav is going to say this in a minute.
Right that the baby is called, or is it right, or actually you could say that the baby should be
It's on hold. It's on hold. The point is, the baby, the unborn baby, is forcing it to be on hold.
Right, but it's not
coda. So similar thing. I will make a kidney with this baby. It's on hold. If the baby's born, he gets it. If not, can't give something to someone that's not alive. I can't give that chair a present. It's not alive. So we'll wait. You're right. We'll wait. It's enough of a waiting, enough of a kinyan. What do you see from all this? I can give something to an unborn baby. Unborn baby can stop me from keeping it. So, yeah. Now, for Esau Kadaita Uber Lokani, if you think that an Uber can't be Machne, Lamale Lachzuk is Mishnia. Why does the second guy get it? The first guy got it already. So it's a potential Raya that what? That an Uber is Kana. Amar Abaya, no, not true. Yerusha, same answer we gave yesterday. Yerusha Abba Me'elav, shiny. Yerusha that happens by itself, that's different. In other words, it's very different for a son, or even an unborn son, to stop this mad dash to the deer's house. Why? Because he's going to inherit automatically. He's a son. That's very different when I go out of my way and make an amira and I make a declaration. By the way, I'm giving money to my... What'd you say that for? That's not an automatic thing. Right? That's different. Rava Amar. Rava gives a different answer. Shiny Hasam. Derufur Mirafian. But Bidai Humeikara. Rava says, no. You know why it's different over here by a ger? Because when you took it very weakly. So Rufu Mirafim means weakly. You took it very weakly. Why did you take it weakly? Because maybe he's got a son. We don't know what this ger is doing. So maybe I'm not even entitled to this. He's been a ger for 30 years. What, the guy didn't get married? Didn't have children? We don't know. So you took it, you're not really sure it's yours. We never find such a thing like this, by the way, that you could just go to someone's house and take stuff. It's only by a ger who died without relatives. So you took it, you're not really sure you have a right to it. Says Rava, that's why when there's a baby, when there's a rumor, there's a baby, and we have to come into the Magen Mishnah, and it really died already, the whole business, that's why you don't get it. Because you took it with such a weak claim. Probably you don't have that entitled to it. Therefore, we're going to undo everything when we heard there's a baby. Right? But the fact that I can go ahead and give a present to an unborn baby, that's not right like that. There's no proof you can do that.
Take first, ask questions later.
Exactly. So says Rava, let's calm down over here. You're right, you're taking first, asking questions later. There's a good chance you're not going to keep it. That's why we'll let an unborn baby stop this whole kinyan. You never really had a kinyan on it. Yeah, you took it. You'd always thought, what's going to be? I'm going to hear they had a kid somewhere. The wife is pregnant. So you took it. But we're very quick to undo it. Why are we very quick to undo it? Because I never took it with such strength. To go ahead and make an amira to give the baby, your unborn son, a present, that we never heard you could do that. That's the difference. Now the Gemara asks a very unusual question. My Benayhu, what's the difference between Abaye and Rava? What's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference? Okay, the answer is going to be crazy. What's the difference between Abaye and Rava? Either way, the bottom line is, whether you hold Yerusha comes by itself, or you hold, you never took it with a strong Amira, you never took it with a strong claim, the bottom line is, by an Uber, by a ger, we'll undo the claim. We'll undo what you took. But by a gift, we won't. So what's the difference? The bottom line, what's the difference between the two of them? They say the same thing in the bottom line. It could be nice, where the difference is, Shashamu Boshameth, you heard the boy died. The baby died. Velo Meth, he didn't die. V'achakach Meth, then he died. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. See the Rashbam, it's called Ikibinaihu Shashamu Bo Shemes Velo Meth, V'achakach Meth. Right, very, what does that even mean? You heard he died. You heard the baby died. Or the wife died, or the Uber, miscarried. The low mace, it's not true. V'yachakach mace, then it happened. So what does that mean? So, L'shonos Rabim Shamati. I heard a lot of ways to explain this. The low, Yeshua Be'enu. None of them make sense. None of them, I don't like any of them. Amnam, kach tzarech lefarish. Here's the story. Ikibinaihu, ben Abaye l'Rava b'ki ha'gavna. What's the difference between Abaye and Rava? Ger shemes. A ger died. Ubizbizu Yisrael Nechatzav, Vechniku. There was a mad dash to the Ger's house, everybody chopped everything. Vachakach, and afterwards, Shamu Sheishtomu Beres. Then everybody heard that the wife was pregnant. Vishamu Acharekein Shemesha Ubor. But then they heard the baby died. Vadayin Hayumuch Zakin. Nobody did anything yet. They heard that the mother's pregnant, the wife is pregnant, and then everybody's, we gotta bring everything back. 20 minutes later, by the way, she miscarried. No one moved. Now what? Inami or Sheikh Ziku Achar Shashamu Boshemes, or maybe like this. They heard that he had a son. So nobody did anything. Nobody went. There was no Medesh.
Then they heard, by the way, the son died. That's a medesh.
Right? Below Mahayimeis, Kishishamu, but it wasn't true really.
El Ahagashimeis, but he died later. Same thing.
So here we go. La Abaya. According to Abaya, Damu said, Uber Yorish Mishum to have Yerusha Bome Eleha.
But the reason why we allow the different halacha by a gear, in this case with a gear with a son, and we make everyone give it back, is because Yerusha happens on its own. Right? Yerusha happens on its own. Right? You got it, David?
Yerusha happens on its own. Hamachzikim Mishum Rakodim Misas Uber. Lo Hechziku Ela Machzike Achar Misaso.
Really?
Read that again. Yerusha Abba Me'ele. Yerusha happened on its own. Hamachzikim Rishona.
The guys who took it first.
Kodem Misas Ubar. Before the baby died. Lo Hechziku.
Never really owned it. Why? Because there was a baby here.
Ela Machzike Achar Misaso.
They get it only after the baby died.
The Ulu Rabba, the Tali time of Barafui.
Barava says the reason why it goes back to the baby is because he never really took it with strength. What do you mean? Here it's not true. Here they heard the baby died already. They got it with full chazaka. They investigated. They waited. They heard the baby died. Then they went to chap. But then it turned out that the information was not true. The baby really was alive. That doesn't weaken their claim.
Why not?
Because 20 minutes later they heard he died really. So when they took it, they did the right thing. The baby Taka was never born.
Right?
And then the second people would not have a right. So in this very unusual case, Rava would agree they could keep it, and Abaya would say they have to give it back. That's the difference between Abaya and Rava. What do we see from here? You can't compare the case of the Uber, of a Ger, to the case of a guy sitting in his living room, you know, making some declaration because his wife is having a baby. Okay? Good?
Good.
Toshma, new thing. It's not new, it's continuation. This is what your point was. Tinok ben yom echad. A tinok who's 1 day old. 1 day old baby.
Nochel umanchil.
He's nochel, so let's say he's 1 day old. Reuven's born. The day Reuven's born, Yaakov the father dies. Does Reuven inherit? Absolutely. He's only 1 day old. Doesn't make a difference. He inherits. Not only that, manchil. Let's say like this. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Yehuda's born. Then Yaakov dies. Who inherits Yaakov? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Then an hour later, Yehuda dies. The baby dies. So who inherits Yehuda? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Right? He in Yarshins. And he also bequeaths. Okay? Both ways.
Ben Yom Echad in.
What do you see from this? Only a 1 day old baby does that.
Ubar lo. Not an
Ubar. What do you see? By the fact that we said only a 1 day old does this. Only a 1 day old does this. Not an Ubar. Right? This Bryce here is being very precise. A 1 day old baby can do all this. Not an Ubar.
So
this is a kasha on Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes said an Uber, you can give gifts to an Uber. So can't give gifts to an Uber, only have to be born already. Then if he's born, all the halachas kick in.
So, Ha'am Rav Sheshes,
we're not talking about a case of a baby being born and then his father dying. You know why? Because there's no chiddush in that. There's absolutely no chiddush in that. Why is there no chiddush in that? Because Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are going to Yarshin Yaakov regardless of if Yehuda's there or not. Yehuda's portion, right? Yehuda's born. Then Yaakov died. So what happens to the estate? It's divided four ways. Then Yehuda dies. Now what happens? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yarshin, Yehuda. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are in the exact same position as if Yehuda was born or not. They're in the exact same position. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yarshin, their father. What happened? Yehuda, for 20 minutes, made an extra portion. They got it right back. There's no chiddush in this. There's no chiddush in telling me this. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, that Yehuda Yarshins and Yarshins back, that's obvious. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are in the exact same position before Yehuda was born, after Yehuda was born. Before he died, after he died. Nothing changed with them. Why nothing changed with them? Because they're all brothers. Nothing changed. That's not the chiddush. Says Rav Sheshes, that's not the chiddush. The chiddush is as follows.
That nochel benichse ha'ein.
Like this. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda. Now, Dan has a different mother. So Dan is born. 20 minutes after Dan is born, Dan's mother dies. Who inherits Dan's mother? Dan. No one else. Right? Now, Dan inherits his mother. She's a millionaire, an heiress. She's very, very wealthy. She dies. Who inherits? Dan. He's one day old, right? 3 hours later, same day, Dan dies. Now, who inherits Dan? All his brothers from his father, who are Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. That, they never would have gotten that. Right? That's a big windfall for them. That they never would have got. That's the Chiddush. Right? Nochel b'nichse ha'im, a one-day-old can inherit from his mother, lahanchil la'achim min av, to bequeath to the brothers of his father. So they're getting property. They never saw that coming. That's the Chiddush. V'dafka ben yom echad, acher, has to have been born. Why? Because what happened? What's the alternative? The alternative is he's an Uber. That means his mother died during childbirth. The mother died while that's the only way it could happen. How are they dying on the same day? The mother died, then the baby was born, then the baby died? That can't be. Why can't that be? I will Uber lo. Not an Uber. It's impossible. My time. Why? Because the who miss Beresha. Because if a mother and a baby, if a pregnant woman dies, we assume that the baby died first. The who miss Beresha. The baby died first. Therefore, it's impossible for an Uber to be born. It's impossible for a woman to die. The Uber's still alive. Then the Uber is born, then the Uber dies. That's impossible. Why is that impossible? Because an Uber always dies first. Look at the top toes of us. Behind the time of the parakam de erichin, the id de zutra chiyuse, since the Uber has less life in it, smaller, it's a smaller being than the mother, ilay, tifta de malach hamaves, the malach hamaves' poison reaches the baby first, and the poison affects the baby first. And the Uber dies first. So it's impossible for a mother to die, the Uber's still alive, the Uber yarshins the mother, then the Uber dies and the brothers get it. Impossible. So says Rav Sheshet, this is not a kash on me. This is not a kash on me at all. I can still hold that an Uber can get gifts. Not in this case. In this case, impossible. The mother can't die first. Says Tosfos, I vada perak behema makshe hashochid behema. Someone checks the behema umatzba ben tisha chai. What do you mean? We have a thing called a ben pakua. You check a mother, and then the baby's inside alive. So what do you mean that the Uber dies first? It's not true. It's not true, right? Such a thing as a ben pakua. Says Tosfos, when does a mother die first? When does an Uber die first? Dafka kisheshachta oharga. If you shecht, if you kill the mother, then the mother will die first. But naturally, the Uber will die first. Only if you do something unnatural, like murder. If you murder a woman, you could murder a woman, and then the baby will still be alive.
Yeah, so that could happen.
Oh, Tosfos can ask that question. So, one second. One second. Had a doctor shakta oharga. Sha'ad he makes a tchila kamper kam de erchin. Vaha de amar bashochet, the mace emo, vaha de yalda. Aye, we know that such a thing as a mace, the woman dies and the child is born. Hainu mace ayade adam. That's if the mother dies by the hands of another human being, as opposed to naturally. Inami or ayade malachamoves. Or the Malach HaMavis comes, ukigon, for example, shenekar havlad lotzeis. The baby's about to come out. That's your question. The ein lo havlad meis, kidemasha perakam derechen. Now, Mr. Freud's question, so if it could happen, then Rav Sheshet is wrong. Right? Vim Tomar says Tosfos, kiven da bahariga o nekar lotzeis, he maizis bereisha. So there are cases where the mother will die first and the baby will still live. V'lo havlad, and not the baby. Im kain, amai nakat ben yom echad, uber nami nochil manchil. You can have an uber that could do it. A mother could die, and the uber's still alive. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, the ben yom echad, psikale. A one-day-old will always be the case. Aval uber lo psikale. It's not always going to be the case. Sometimes, was there a murder? Was there... Since it's not always the case, the Gemara doesn't entertain it. L'mitzni nochel l'manko. We only entertain this halacha when it always is the case. A one-day old will always be that way. In Ubar, it depends. If it depends, we're not discussing it. Okay, that's the Betalsa's answer. Okay? Okay. Next. The Ein HaBen, Yorish's Emo, Bekever. You can't, I'm back in the Gemara, top line, second line. You can't have a situation where a woman, where a boy, inherits his mother from the womb, from the grave. In other words, you can't have a case where Lahan Chil Achim in Ha'av. You can't have a case where he's already dead, and then he's inheriting his mother. Can't do that. In other words, he can't die first, then the mother's going to die, then the brothers are going to yarsh in that. That doesn't work. She has to die first. And if there's a miscarriage, if she dies, we assume the Uber died first. Okay? So Gemara says, Lememra? You're telling me that an Uber dies first? Dahu ma'is peresha? Vahu uvda, there's once a story. Upirchas, dahu uvda, there's once a story. That upirchas tlasa parchuse, that an Uber died and the mother died, and the Uber died after the mother died or before, but then it thrashed around three thrashings. The baby thrashed after the death. So what do you see? That maybe the mother died first. So the Gemara says, "Amar Barabashi, midi dahavi azan of hatla shem ifarchetes." Nah, that's like a tail of a lizard. After you chop off the tail, sometimes the tail will thrash around even though it's not alive. What's that called? The nerves, right? That's such a thing? Now, look, you got to see. I have to read this inside because it's going to blow your mind. What the Rambam says about this. The Rambam says, he says, V'omnam, yikrezeh, this phenomenon, that after a death, it still moves around, lemiksas b'nei balechayim. It only applies to certain animals. Kasher lo haya hakoach hamisnanoa mispashet bichlal hayavorim mishorish vatskala achas, because what that means is that it only applies to certain animals because the strength and the ability to move that limb was not because there was a single strength coming from that one limb. El aval tia mifredes bichlal haguf, the ability to move that limb was spread out through the entire body. I don't know what that means. Therefore, when after the death, it'll thrash around. But if the ability to move that limb was tied to that limb itself, it won't thrash around, says the Rambam. Is that true? I don't know what the studies on this. Like, is it only the tail that moves or the arm also? Right? If someone chops off an arm from a lizard, does the arm move around? It's done or not. Only the tail. Why? Says the Rambam in the 1100s, because the tail, the right to move the tail flowed through the entire body, and the arm only flowed through the arm. Now, medically that makes no sense, right? Although it's still a truism. Okay, that he says that in the Mishnah, Pirshei Mishnah, and all those in the first parak in the sixth Mishnah. Okay. Now, oh wow. Okay, Mar Breder of Yosef Mishmei Derav Amar Lomer. Shememayit bechelek habachora. Another answer, how to explain, maybe an Uber is Yorish. Maybe an Uber is Yorish. Maybe Rav Sheshes is right. This Mishnah in Nida, this what we just brought down about the one-day-old, seemed to imply not like that. Only a one-day-old, not an Uber. So what Mar Bereder of Yosef is talking about, where you're mayit the chelik habachora. What does that mean? Every child that's born reduces what the bechor gets. Why? There's more to split it up with. What about an uber? What if the father dies, and the wife is pregnant? There's two sons. Reuven's the bechor, Shimon's here, and now the wife is pregnant, and the father dies. So do we say now, well, let's wait for Levi to be born?
How do you know it's a boy?
Let's say it's a boy. We'll wait. It's only waiting 9 months. The maximum is 9 months wait. We'll wait. Let's see what happens. If it's a boy, then obviously everybody gets less. So do we do that? Right? The dafka ben yom echad. If it's a one-day-old, then if the father dies and the baby's one-day-old, there's a reduction in the bechor. Reduction in every brother, too. Aval Uber low, but if there's an Uber, we don't reduce. Why? My time. Why? Because it says V'yoldu lo Amarachmana. V'yodulo amarachmana. Dama marbrei Rav Yosef Mishrei Derava ben sheno lachamisa ta'av. If a baby's born after the father died, ain't a might bechelik b'chora. There's no reduction. We don't wait. We don't wait. The moment of death, how many boys are around? She's in the birthing stool. She's about to give birth. We don't wait. Why? Because this baby's going to be born after the father already died. My time, v'yodulo amarachmana. For haleka, you don't have v'yodulo. They have to have been born to the father before the death. If they're not born to the... What? Won't get anything. Maybe he might get a portion. He might get that. I'm not sure. Because now, v'su leka... I'm sorry, v'ha leka. V'su remasi lo v'disa masni hachi. A different thing. Let's say the Bukhar is born. There's no children. Father dies never. 2 months later, the Bukhar is born. That you have also. So ain't of notel pishnayim. He doesn't get pishnayim. Stam he gets a portion. Does not pishnayim. Why? My time of why? Yaker arachmana v'hal leka. You have to know who's your son. You have to recognize Yaker. You have to recognize he's the bechor. The father never had a chance to recognize. He died too soon.
Yeah, there's only one. There's no pishnayim. He gets everything.
Right. So they asked that question. So it could be with other wives. In other words, he died. Then Leah had a son. Then a week later Rachel had a son. Then a week later Bilhah had a son. So there's 3 sons. Is there Bukhar? The answer is no. The answer is no, there's no Bukhar. Here, they asked that question. Yaker Machman of Haleka, the Yaker. Okay. The Hilchasa, the Halacha is Bechol Hani Lishnei, Dama Marbury of Yosef, Mishmei Derava. The Halacha is like all of this. Okay? Next. Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan. Listen to this. Hamazakil Uber, Lo Kana. You give to an Uber, this is the bottom line of the whole past 3 days. How's this working? You give to an Uber, it doesn't work. You cannot give to an Uber. Mishnah Seinu. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said you could do it. We never answered that question yet. How could you do it? Says the Gemara, Hoel v'daito shel Adam k'ruva eitzel b'no. Because you have a relationship with your son. You're right. I can't give it to a neighbor. I can't do it for a neighbor. But for my own son, I could do it. Amalei Shmuel Levchana Begadata. Puk, Aisili Beasarag. Bring me a minion. V'amalach Ba'apayu. And I'll say Barabim Hamazakal Uber Kana. That I could do such a thing. V'elchazah. Halach is Hamazakal Uber Lo Kana. You can't do it. Okay? Even your own son, you can't do it. What the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, you can't do it. Now, listen to this. We'll try to get a little further. Hahu, Domo Labithu, a guy says to his wife, Nechasai Livni, Tahabili Minach. I am giving you a portion, I'm going to give all your children my estate. She doesn't have any children. She doesn't have any children. They just got married. I'm going to give everything to your children. So what happens? Asa Brei Kishisha, his firstborn son from the previous marriage, comes along and says, Amalei, Hahu Gavra, my Tahabili. What's going to be with my portion? You're giving everything to her kids? What about me? So Amalei, so he says, Zil kenik echad mibra. No, you're going to get like one of the sons. By the way, the sons get nothing. Why do the sons get nothing? Because you're giving a gift. This is even worse. This is the worst of all. She's not even pregnant. Right, you said at the chuppah, at the sheva brachas, don't worry, honey, I'm going to give your kids everything. They just got married. Right? So the other son sitting there says, what's going on over here? What about me? No, you're going to get with them. Then nobody gets anything. Why? Because you can't make a gift to a non-existent thing. That's not even pregnant. She's not even pregnant. She's nothing. That doesn't work. That's just total double talk to try to appease your wife. Very nice. So the son doesn't know the halacha. He says, what about me? Don't worry, you're going to take also with them. That's the father says. So now, Hanach, those are the kids who are not born yet. Vadai lo kani. They for sure don't get anything. Why? Da'akati lesnhu. They're not even here in the world. That was just fluff. That was nothing. Hi, what about the son? Islay chaluk l'talya makam b'nei? Alesle chaluk l'talya makam b'nei? When those kids are born, in the next 20 years, and then the father dies, so this son gets a portion with the other sons. Like regular. Does he get an extra portion? Because the father said, I'm giving you, the son pipes up and says, what about me, dad? Don't worry, you're going to get with them. No, they're not getting anything.
The whole thing was.
So was the whole thing false and he gets a regular portion, or does he get an extra gift? That's the Gemara's question. Reb Abin, Reb Maisha, Reb Yirmiyah D'Amri, Ischal Gatol Yom HaKabanya. He gets an extra portion. Why? The father said. Reb Avuha, Reb Chanina Bar Papi, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha D'Amar, Leschal Gatol Yom HaKabanya. He doesn't get an extra portion. Why? They don't get anything. He doesn't get anything. Why don't they get anything? Because they weren't in the world yet. Amalei Rabbi Avol, Rabbi Yirmiya, Vilchas HaKavatan, Olchas HaKavatayichu. Amalei, who's the halacha like? Amalei, Pshita, Vilchas HaKavatan, halacha for sure like us, the Kashish HaMinayichu, because they're older than you. Amalei, Midya Da Kashuz HaTalya Milsi, what, it goes by age? No, time HaTalya Milsi, it goes by who has the best reasoning. The time of my, what's the reason? Zil Legabed of Oven Das Brayna Hele, Gutter of Oven, I told it to him, Ukrakish Bey Reshe, and he nodded his head, Bey Medrasha, in the Beis Medrash when I told him. So Azalagate, he went to him. Amalei, he says, of course it doesn't work. You know why? Ilu Amalei, Kani Kichamar, Mi Kani. What if I say, go, I'm going to give you my estate along with the donkey. That works? I'm giving you my estate, I'm giving you a gift along with non-existent people. That works? You can go, yeah, you can have my Yerusha with the Martians. That doesn't work. That's ridiculous. So when he said, your son, oh, you're my Bechag, yeah, you can get my portion along with everyone else. No problem. That works? Of course not. It's like saying, I can give you, you're going to yasha with the dog. You're getting yasha with the donkey. That doesn't work. Does that not work? That's tomorrow's daf. Everyone have a good day, and we will resume here tomorrow.